thus I have heard. At one time the blessed Solomon was calling the royal domain of all the chief monarchs, a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of the Bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of the called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the venerable Sharivatiputra with these words. Shariputra, with a man and judge of lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. A five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. Having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on until no creation, death, and no exhaustion of age. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, Bodhisattvas rely on and abide by the means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times rely upon the perfection of wisdom, and they become truly complete Buddhas, unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the blessed one rose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken out. Well done, O son of lineage, just so. O son of lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharivatiputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Gumbo jinzu jambe yalo chanze lu Gye lu ju tim nye tinte nye ta nam da rapse Che nye du gu chi xe si chi nye ge tu ka le man zi Kanta si be zu ra ma re Tom Dune Kizemi Rosu Kulam Puja Dazi Yala Juju Yandesu Jodara Che Dune Moyelo Lege Jado Juzeji Maria Muse Dune Yugo Chinye Chunze Vedena Dune Taju Soju Tase Yende Lunzo Kase Tugu Chuta Chuta Chunye Kende kerem yüzün ki dalıldım o mübarek seni kadın dence şunlu tubayı lodu bu ben avazın
Chose te lo pa da na ro pa
Ejo dumbe bada adesha. Nyame jila gula sovande. Nyame jila gula sovande. Chamba tome yinye namdude. Chode duende na tabebe. Seza kuza linye selemba. Gyaje jibe gula sovande. Gyaje jibe gula sovande. Yume chunje ludwa shan. Dawan chamba jibe kujwanje. Sange kunyong papa yaseso. Samo tawe gula sovande. Samo tawe gula sovande. Shedu tambe chunga adesha. Kadan timbe mebo tomdenje. Nejo namshe kuje somlaso. Kadan lama namla sovande. Kadan lama namla sovande. Kanje shinde suje zongkamba. Mudo ribe wonjo ge zanje. Dona timbe dabo ki duanje. Yose gubra jela sovande.
Yose gubra
jela sovande. Kyozo gundu lama doje chan. Kala kandu shinye nizone. Choda dungo mudo zuzebe. Tinje lama namla sovande. Tinje lama namla sovande. Ramja sura kula tawemi. Kesa tabura dube jungwanjo. Sebe gube tabge zebayi. Senze shinye namla sovande. Senze shinye namla sovande. Tewa kundo yandala manda. Dime chige pela longjeje. Sada lamge yunde rabzone. Doje change gobanyo dosho. Doje change gobanyo dosho. Chöda soje chonanla. Chanjo mbado andane kezoanje. Daye chunye gibyan sonanje. Dola peje sange nubanjo. Chöda soge chonanla. Chanjo mbado andane kezoanje. Daye chunye gibyan sonanje. Dola peje sange nubanjo. Chöda soge chonamla. Chanjo mpado dhani kyabzonche. Pagye chunye kibe tonangi. Lola peje zonge lola shu.
Tere nga son. Tenda chimpo chigi tenda la.
Today we are gathered here for a very important purpose. For what purpose? That's for myself.
Rani ki jawashima penchula penpa. rani ki jiwa shima penchun la penbi tenda chenpo chi jiwa yore.
And the main purpose is to a very bright future lives.
Dindri ki kesa shiwa dirwa. Pena rani ki chuyo ki rani la penkari penka maresi la yore di. Ale rani ki netang rabo chi kandudu tagu dwa. Rwa. Pena nga suki nang chuni shi na senji rani chi yoye siwa resi la yore di. Chuyo ki penka uchi. Yobaji kandi chagres. Ale do debojana, ona chuyi nga zo pendo chimo kandi chagres lawa ina sa lawshu.
How does the Dhamma teaching help towards my purpose?
Nga zo gare yi, nga zo tanda gare yi juen ji yi on de de lu yore sa na, rwa. Nga zo ki sen de tangshin yoye se wari la, ale dombo.
The way, actually, it is that our own nature is self-illuminated. Even though our self-nature is illuminated, at present, it is enveloped with lots of afflictions. To clear away that affliction, that covering, we do the teaching.
And that
the blackness or the affliction is not something outside, it is just inside.
Pena dendri ye roa mepa te da seni bo te kaka yo bo te kande ha ko pena roa ale nga so ye rani nga seni jo roa nga seni de phumbo de ne dang la kande yo ba ji ale cho so ye na cha gi do la da phumbo khro ra do do yin ba ji na ko gu do ya la da
And to get to that, we have to know whether the word I, everybody has some I, whether that I is inside the body or outside the body, we have to think about that.
Pena ngai zupo selao yedi, zupo koro ngama yinba sebo chasara wala da. Pena ngai sedi, ngai lapa selao yedi, lapa koro ngama yinba da sebo chasara wala da.
When you say that this is my hand, it's just, there's a very subtle meaning that this hand is not you. It's some kind of a little separation is shown by that word, that sentence. Just like, and also it covers to the body also, my body. There's some kind of a very thin separation when you say that word.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you think that I is?
Then I told him, I was just on the knee, there is an under city called Taddy by the Tonchu to do a lot. Then I got you, I was supposing it, the Nasing in the Taddy by your budget, Tombo Ale, Lodge Chagudo, it's that a lot.
When you look at it, this is my book, it seems easy, but when you think whether your eye is with inside you or outside, it's kind of hard, so you might need to. Lots of thinking.
Penaroa, that Jebus of Charmond, the Tayan, the Drigi catches you here, the Pena Tanga, so he catches you, the Kandiju, and Hassing in the Kandiju, the Sesona, and Ale Tomos, which he is on a roa, Pumbi de Pumbo Sosan Cola, Loy Yatsanjiroa, Pena Pumbo de Lozans, Law, you know, Pumbo de Lozans, the Tatsanjiroma, the Pumbi de Loza.
Even though this topic is very complicated, it's very important. And when that I is designated on all the faculties that we have, all the five sensory faculties, when you combine them all together, then And the name I, just merely there. It's not there, but merely there. The reason why I say merely is when you look each part of your body, you won't find that I. That's why I say I merely.
Mm-hmm. 가만히 용받아 보지 놓고 해요 이래서 나다. 풍보세 저러. 나는 가서 맨날 뇌이수 보세 저러. 뇌이수 보래 전에 나 생에 지여나. 가만히네. 드는 나 지용해지다. 심한에 나 생에 지 농에 여버지 자세제 작을러다.
If I and the body are different, separated, then when you say I, it should kind of gives you indication that there's something that is came from previously, there's something that's going into the future.
Tendu ye no aji koso na ni mahumba ye tanda la nge nga sengi de tanda phumbo de mebo cha de nga mebo cha gu mindu nga sengi de tanda jin royen du se ji lo le jin yuan ji ro.
When you get that understanding, then you feel that there is, you might think that there is something that you're going in the future, so I doesn't stay at one point, it's just going in that direction.
Zubin nyatang jirwa. Pena hipa koron nyatang rupi jesi shingi na, nga su pena long chenpo, long shu chi, long sabo chen yun di rwa, mi chen da jala kontro shu chenpo chi yun di sa yun di gosala, tenri ki kontro sa ya, ki piki ki medel kontro sa ya hipa de dang, yang nga sengi ji kaka yobo ji ngunzi che togu do ya sala ta. Pena mi chile long shu chenpo shu chi lang uro wa, kontro shu chenpo chi lang yu uro wa sala ta, ale dongbo.
When sometimes when you're very angry with somebody,
then you control on the control on so you make control on jinseta na mato ngaso nalo la zai ji dong me wa sa la da.
When you angry, your mind is absolutely on that external object or person, but you never think about what's in your mind.
Da. 되게 가서 내가 해외 말하다. 피기 컨트롤스 잡히 유들 진짜 상담은 동화지. 난 추이칼로네 컨트롤도 간대진의 사고도 컨트롤도 간대진도 따지 제와 있나. 아니 단행에서 하는 게 세라지 유에스 원래 준비 컨트롤생도 수도 질해 봐지 고 고용 거라서 나다.
And that's because we don't investigate, we don't check that angle and also you're not checking yourself. When you check the anger, where's the anger coming from? If you try to point the anger, it will kind of is very in a process you will find that anger and you, your subtle mind, the mind is
kind of separate. They're separate.
With this understanding, as I said earlier, the mind has a nature of clarity and luminosity. So when you nature is that luminous, then those afflictions or those angers they're just merely temporary. They're not the real inside you. They're just kind of a floating.
So you never catch a good Rajin, you say, or Corona, you took care of Tonga Made, Roa, Lobin, you doing a genuine sort of the Mepos or Tuka.
Now, the important thing is your nature is already there. You don't have to do anything. It is just there. The only thing is you have to work hard to get rid of that affliction.
This is
not just a teaching. It is just a fact of life.
Mm-hmm. 주연대 간대 메모 차 그래. 로아. 사실 주여서 코로 유여대 간대 용비 된다 제거를 살려야지. 아니 선제기 아니 존의 손상에 되니라 라네 돈에. 아니 메바데세 아니 유여서와 차지고 그래서.
Now to in order to get rid of that affliction, anger, those emotion dark or bad emotions, how do you do that? You have to study and listen, study, meditate on the Buddha's teaching.
Rani yi ne dan de yin ba na yin, so chan bi sun chun chi la nga song yi ne dan jipa jijan de duyo re yas. Ne dan jipa jijan de duyo na kari yi ongi lha gwar san, mi shib yi ongi duwa, mi bi yi ongi lha duyo ro. Mi ba di nga mi ba di san su na, nga yin ji mi ba di se gen yin sen yi chi.
This confused state is not just us, it's almost whole sentient being is like that. Whole sentient beings, they don't investigate things like that. And the only way is to dispel that negative thing is you have to dispel ignorance. That's the basis of everything.
Pena ngazu me gande ji na ro mi me jo ji danda ndri yang sa ji ka tu ma ro ne ko de sa de ji go na mi yo jo la ba ji yin ko te sho go ro la da ma ro la sho sa ro la da.
If somebody, a blind person, is walking towards a cliff, a mountain, and somebody with a eyesight, proper eyesight, his nature will be automatically just to grab that person, rescue that person from the cliff. That's our somebody who has the proper good mind or good sight.
Dindu ye sanje ye nga song yang sa tele chonsa re se ne roa zi ne ni choron son dele mando du re se ne nga song song shan jo tele ni da ka je dambi chu se la go re sa la da.
Like that good person who did rescue the blind person, it's Buddha's the same way. He's always seeing that sentient beings like ignorantly falling down the wrong path, and he is desperately trying to catch, very, very, in all his heart, he's trying to rescue us. I'm big mouthing. It's a, I think if you look, think carefully, it is the way it is.
So
realizing that we are in the wrong path, now we realize that now there is a way to be a better way. When you realize that that line, that guidance is done by through the master or guru, and when you realize that he is guiding person in your life, then you just he's trying to rescue you from all these sufferings, then you just sometimes you have a natural kind of a liking, respect, faith towards your guru and lama, and so that's how you. That's very important to have this as a in the path in the beginning, like that's very important.
Yes.
So with that, we'll just do a positive attitude visualization, short meditation.
Mazu kanga rani yabu yung bal magang sa tril mayawala daro.
I'm sure there's nobody who doesn't like him, himself or herself. Because the teachings are very, very tough, and they are also talking about the reality. It is, even though it's very hard to understand, when you have the positive attitude, even with that attitude, when you listen to those few words of teachings, there is always a positive mental, indelible imprint you leave on yourself that will carry on in your life. The teaching that I'm doing is, and what I'm going to say is that this teaching is taught by Buddha, who was born in India about
2,005 years ago.
And just as Buddha asked his disciples that they need to investigate, like you're testing gold, burning everything, and so did those his disciples. They did the same thing, test everything, tested Buddha's teaching, and they have found conviction in his teaching, and so it's passed down this way.
Tenen zamble yu du mbo shu chi len ni ta ro wa tin du chi len ni nga so yu pe ga je jong la ni ja ga gi pen ru no gi zu gi jen de ji ba ni pe nya me jo cha mo se de pe ne den de shi ni de ji song xiang ju chi re sa
and after many Indian masters one this teaching is taught by master Atisha, who was Indian master also, so he happened to come to Tibet, so that's how we have this Lamrim teaching in Tibetan.
Mune jena pegi chukien roo jirwa, ya pegi jibota sege, ini ngansu ki digi pepan de sege roo, chu samo sege jachinpo de ngansu ki digi hege maare es, zu senji dito la chu ji song roo chesene shio re la da ya shu di,
penyam jibwa jangwa. When Indian master Atisha came, invited to Tibet, the king of Tibet in that province, he said that because Tibetans are ignorant and not very learned, we know that your deep teaching is very hard to understand, but at least give us some teaching that will subdue our bad emotions.
And
at that time, you know, it's almost 99% of the Tibetan population doesn't write and read.
And
also in India and in Tibet also, when the people were receiving lots of teachings and many empowerments and like that, but you won't see many people, most people carrying really nothing in their hands. They just go empty handed and get a teaching.
가르스니 이거 뒤행에 대해 고생해 진 요 말이로 lame kansum batin ji nge shangi del da ya pi ro jes gonda ku keche si de lame de ni ni son su se de gengo son pe mi se yabolo yer la da
okay then but he said even though we people don't carry many they are not able to read write and they don't carry books to the teachings but when they come home especially old people when they come home they are happy to discuss little what's taught by the lama today kind of little things here and there so they at least they got something So teaching, as I said earlier, is given by Master Atisha, and this teaching is mainly, top is lamp to the path of enlightenment. We in the West or many country when they have to go to a unknown country or place they take maps. That map you guys are taking, it shows you only physical places and these and there. But this map, teachings map, is trying to teach you a way to go to the Buddhahood. It's a mind's map. And this teaching, this alone, even if you can do nothing else, if you can follow the same thing that is written in this book, that is almost a guarantee that you will be in the right place. The food is already prepared for you. Whether you want to eat or not, that's up to you. As I've said earlier, we need for this teaching, for any Buddhist teaching, there needs a very positive mental attitude we need to have. This is not just ordinary teaching like you in other school class you do. You just learn it's part of information. But when you study, listen to this teaching like this, your mind has to be very, very positive in a sense that it's you have to will. Desire to help somebody, yourself and somebody else, others also. That is a very, very important thing you need to have. Our natural tendency is that we hold to some concept in our mind. We most time very hold tightly to that concept. When somebody says something, you are very reluctant to move that to that area. So you either think he's very biased or some kind of, because your mind is so attached to what you have in your mind, that's it's kind of a disease that almost everybody has. So a good listener to a teaching will be somebody who has a neutral state of mind. It's not attached to or not so to or dislike like that. So neutral state of mind is very important for the listening. In many Buddhist scriptures, it is said that the most important in all these teachings is to have a proper master, guru, teacher. That's the basis of. It's just like when you're sick, you really want the best doctor. So that's if the doctor is not very good, then you there's always a chance you might die from all the mistakes. A mistake by a doctor will affect only one life, this life. You will die this life. But mistake by somebody with a master of this teaching, if that person makes a mistake, then you are in big trouble, many, many lifetimes. So that's the greatness, that emphasizes the find a good teacher, teacher. That's the importance of teaching stress in all the teachings. It's a tradition by the great masters that whenever they start a teaching, they try to trace you back to all the topics that you briefly as possible, so that you can remind ourselves, and that's the way it is. So I know it's kind of a far along, and we try to do it briefly as possible. But as a teacher, I have to follow the tradition very much. So I will just read those briefly here. The explanation of the stages of the path to enlightenment has four parts. First, showing the greatness of the teachings, author, in order to establish that it is of noble origin. Second, showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions. Third, how to listen to and explain the teachings. Four, how to lead students with the actual instruction. And the fourth has two, how to rely on the teacher who will be the root of that path. And second, the stages of how the students train their minds after they had relied on the teacher. This second has another two, an exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. A second, how to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. Yeah, okay. And this second has another two, how to develop certain knowledge of a general presentation of the path. And the second, the actual way to take full advantage of life of leisure and opportunity. Well, I'm repeating. So this second has three category. The training the mind of individuals with small capacity, which is also the prerequisite to the two higher levels. B, training the mind of individuals of middling capacity, which is also a prerequisite to the advanced level. C, training the mind of individuals of advanced capacity, Training the mind to small capacity has a couple categories. First one, the actual training of thought of a person for a person of small capacity. It has two, developing the state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives, B, relying on the means for achieving happiness in the future lives. And this second has another two subcategory, training in going for refuge, the excellent door for the entering the teaching. Second, developing conviction in the law of causality, the root of all temporary and certain happiness. The training in going for refuge has four causes of going for refuge. Based on that, the objects to which you go for refuge, the way you go for refuge, once you have gone for refuge, the stages of the precepts, and that has two again, how they appear in the compendium of determinations, how they appear in oral traditions, and this B has another two, the special precepts and the general precepts, and the special precepts has two again, the proscriptive precepts and the prescriptive precepts, and the general precepts. Right now we are at the general precept, how to have proper refuge to the three jewels.
The
difference between Buddhist and non-Buddhist is based on whether you have whether you take the refuge of the three jewels. And we say there's outside or inside. So somebody who has an external person, outside person who has who is taking refuge of the three jewels, then he becomes insider. If he doesn't have this refuge to the three jewels, then he is outsider, or he or she is outsider. So that's how we
differentiate.
Differentiating between non-Buddhist and Buddhist is cannot be based on race or like that, or either on my dress, my little robe, yellow robe. It doesn't make complete difference whether I'm Buddhist. It's still, there's lots of other things you have to know. The great Atisha, who was the master to this master's teacher, he, when he was in Tibet, he said that there are many teachers who are sitting on the throne like that, like him, like me, like that, there who are not Buddhist, he said. If it's whoever is on throne or somebody who has wholehearted belief in the vows of three jewels, then he is Buddhist.
So we are at the
advice instruction of the of the general precepts.
General Hajala, Tumor Lodge, Tumor, and Milhojas and Momodua, then not to Jeva Chen, Jim and Rosamari. And then, on the General Hajaka, the day the Kazan was a Sajin, the day under the Jadon Ojanga Chini.
We are at page 201, first paragraph.
You read the verse last time.
Which one?
There's a verse.
A small verse. That's why. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Torasa. Oh, Terana. Terana, Tinda. Then I saw Kasi Dinimba. Then I saw. 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 Roa, Gogumen do us. Roa, Bengatsuki, Louis, Cutter, the Bisham, Jobus, Ujira, Tanda, Roa, Puchunjanagi, Benachu, Kesiana, Bena, Niana, Simis in Roa. Sonotons on the Tanda Gogumen doa. Gonjas on the Gilet chair, maybe Tangaso, Kanga, Neta Rola, the Lani Tuna Matuna.
It is the case with many of us, almost any of us, that when somebody listens to something you don't hear well, when somebody thinks about something, he doesn't get the meaning well. When somebody tries to meditate, he doesn't really understand getting what he or she wants. That's almost everybody has the problem. Sometimes when we try to remember something, a today fact, a couple of days later, you forget. Sometimes you feel like you understand a little bit, then you don't strive hard for that, and then you forget a little.
And
as for the meditation thing, I'm sure we all try to do some meditation, but as far as I'm concerned, I have nothing to show right now that I've got this advancement or development in my progress. When it comes to teaching, it's like we are toddler, even hardly able to walk.
So in
that state, it's very important to have a very strong devotion to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas all over, and that's how you by that merit it helps your understanding in all these teachings, all your practices. When somebody who is, what is expected is somebody who is really, really into the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and it's not for somebody who is kind of whether I get it or not. It doesn't really matter. For those, it's not the right teaching for
you. If you
really follow those teaching step by step, then if you're 100% kind of working hard, then you will have some certain kind of conviction. Otherwise, when we just kind of go by general, like without much concentration, without much effort, then it's just kind of not very helpful.
Mm-hmm. chanchi bhoji mungyubi nekho tela, ini tangi echi tsosa dhizanchi che kukuyo dan di lari chi muna song yuwa sengi chi chi, she kukuyo lada.
So all these kind of studies, practice, or meditation, for all these bases, we have to go for, when you are not very successful, you always have a strong devotion to the Buddha and his community, and do many offerings, or your physical offering, or your body's offering. These are very important at this stage.
And there
are many masters who have emphasized this, offering your physical offering, your fruits, your goodwill. These are emphasized very much just because of that, because it's very hard to start a deep teaching like this. So for that, you need to have some kind of a, offerings, mental offering, physical offering, or body offering. Those what they mean, like 1,000 people do 100,000 prostrations, or do accumulate mantras. All these are the steps to that offering.
Mm-hmm. Bena haba de bena mende pyo de jangju la jalan ro ro sha che de jangju la jalan ro ro se de so he ba che gu ro ro ji me sha che de ka chu ka re nyang ga bena la re no sha che de ka ka de ro zena yang la de man re de la ye re de yo jangju la ja kon ba re se lo de yo ji yin do ko bu ne cha gu do
so when you do the prostrations, or when you do the mandala offerings, all these things, you have to know who taught you that, who said this thing. You have to know that this is what's taught in the general precepts of the Buddha, how to take refuge. That's a step set in that category. So you have to know these, trace your knowledge to that source.
Then the general hajar was the general lord de boro aro pena gegen ji choron de cheshu sala de kro ya bo yum bi tan da la song gro de la general hajar wa
the
gegen zombo de se getu le hajar jo de chonang ga de ja de ma de su shon ro shu ji ji yong yu se de thom na su ji de gro.
The teachings, instructions are like that. As a teacher, when he asks the students to do this and that, the reason is he wants the students to improve doing this thing and that thing, not for himself. So that's like the teaching is like just like that. In this way, so I'm just reading. This is a person instructions. In this way, Sri Matrisata also says, by depending on you, Buddha, my mind, though weak, has broadened like a river in a rainy season, attaining great skill in composing poetry.
If Buddha
were alive, and his disciples were alive, if you do a little small offering, that offering's merit will be so huge, like like big river of water.
There are some
quotations or stories that it states that when Buddha was alive, when he was walking around, and when the young children were playing, and some children will grab a handful of sand, and he would say, I'm offering to Buddha like that. He would throw that. And sometimes, you know, those even small sand will drop in his balls, his arm, the balls, and those, and he said that because of that, that little sand went in his begging ball. In the future lives, this child or children were able to have a special place in the 32nd level. That's what we see, a very high level. They were born like that, just for this small effort. There are also some quotations like that. Some, even if you have no faith in Buddha, it's a story. It's like a story. And some when Buddha's passing by, and some people just kind of respect what, in just out of his liking, when you just have some little slight liking towards Buddha, and it is said that that merit has attained, some people attained very final enlightenment like that too.
In the Nazona, Teba Chishimato, you depend the taste to your roller, cooking and honey, Suzuki, Karasa, Katatongo, and the Tusuki Pudi, Chichopin, and Mone, Shalashul, and Social Kesonio, and Yodua.
Even though our faith may not be that strong, but we have some kind of faith we have. So if you improve on that faith, that's how your merit becomes bigger and bigger. Just like even before taking tea, just offer that just for short few words to the Buddha, or your fruits to a Buddha, few little aspirations like that. It all has lots of multiple effect. So I'll read the paragraph. It is taught that offerings are not determined by the material objects offered, but by your faith. Thus, if you do not have material possessions to offer, then offerings of mandalas and water or things not held as property and the like will suffice if you have faith. Mm. Some have possessions but are unable to give them up. Quoting the words, as I have no merit, I am very poor. I have no other wealth for offerings. This, as Buddhova, the master, said, like a blind person trying to fool a sighted person by dropping a bit of sard incense into a smelly conch cup and saying, this
is...
The statement in this indicates that we are still in this suffering state, and it is not that we have nothing to offer. We have some offerings. But what's lacking is we lack the faith with that. That's what we're lacking so far.
Chubby, 아니 답을 마송이 지 매도다 관제시 지 용수 줘봐야 필요여로 필요가 말생 스트레스 매와 하세라다
It's like just like those in the water. Water doesn't cost much water. It just for offering doesn't cost any money and water or a little sand or a little kind of rock or even air or even just a flower just growing in the public area which it doesn't belong specifically to belong anybody so it's just for anybody so when you offer incrementally offer these things who doesn't have all this capacity to do that
oh da yeje de me pin de do aro so so le yeje na ngala chuba phe ye ze me se ta lo ayina so so ngone chuwa shi ma ro da ka je yeda che je se na re ka je yeje de me pin de so na de bi ni te kon cha ge re ro chu bi no je da la ma chi se na lo ane ani mi yenge chi le ro mi longa chi yin go go tong de chi ba de se ro so so le yeje na ngala me se mo mo dong ye ro da ka je din du ki che wa ina ani mi yenge chi ge ma mi longa chi ge mi yenge le go go tong de chi ba de yes
If you have all the facilities and you have everything, you have almost everything you have, and when you still don't cannot offer do the offerings, then it is very very sad that it's almost going to be your whole life will be in a waste in a future life. It's almost guaranteed that you will be born very very in a very difficult state, mm-hmm. and it's like also. When you have, it's like a blind person who's trying to, a blind person who's trying to fool a sighted person.
She said, "Wah, ne, song duan de, gishi po duan xian ne, de neng lai de, gishi po duan xian ne sa, dong pu zhenma jin xi de bu bang bu, re zang da ne sa, zhen de da ga bu su, ne xie re xie min lu ge min de lang guo guo xie ba dan zha wo song de."
So this is, I went a little further, and so I'm just going to go back. This is as Bodhova Master said, like a blind person trying to fool a sighted person by dropping a bit of sour incense into a smelly conch cup and saying, this is water scented with sandalwood and camphor. So it's just a real. We know it's whether it's standard water or not. It's just a smell. You cannot fool like that. So that's obvious. Those who are regulars here, I hope you are on your correct page and paragraphs.
Tata agarre dan turukal na soba sunchingin biusun ta sa. Chuba chungine ma bina tserimbo tenra un tenra si dun rola zindu. Rola achi chungurin ne ne tenche na jesan dun roya kongi shangle da lao de sa. Tiba dinbe.
No. So the paragraph. Puchungwa... Master Puchungwa said, first I gave sought incense with a sharp odor. Next I obtained sweet smelling, long sticks of incense made from four substances to give. Now I give aromatic akuru, turuska, and the like. Thus, if you despise small offerings and do not give them, your entire life will pass in that way. Mm-hmm. However, if you make earnest effort in stages, beginning with small things, conditions will improve.
Mandi de lojaro ala da pena roa giji puchu ngi tombo chu ngaza de tsi mi pye mes de ji mi ji pye de ni di ji sa la ni drum ma dawa ji ji jo ni pye jo da da aga da de ga se da ka ji de ri so ni ji ju yana me ni sa ro yon su zo ba de ni pye gu yes 아니 동부 춘춘 지는 고추는 가자카라 야레야레 돈이 피추고레스 춘 단다 피에메바데 춘추 좀 피하면 다가라 유이자잖아 매체 코로 다가라 하도 그랬어도 로 대가서 라네도 그래로
just as the master Puchungwa did he started with a small thing a small sod incense and then he later on he just added a four more varieties and then had a couple more varieties more just so what this means is you can start with small things small it makes sense if you neglect the small things then you will never get a chance to for perfect it starts with small things
Teresoni nga zon chi pyo pyo da chiba pyo da sada pa pisun soba ra wala da nomba tenre nola so so tante chenge ina rosun shenpo tangu mendoa.
In this country, we have, materially, we have almost everything. We are all filled with things and food or clothes and everything. So we have to use them to do your offerings.
Pena roa, nga zon chi pena chumi tenre pyo ina roa, 그러 양라 좀 아스인들 강의기 뇌에도 도와시는 명이로 와. 근데 비서나 저당 이니 마음에 주 인가 로고도 와. 변에 상을 비바다 이니 시행을 비바 인가 로고도 와.
And there are some candles with special odors in there smelling sweet smelling. So that's with this you do two things. The sweet smelling you offering from that candle and the light from the candle. So it has does double purpose like that.
In chi mi ji chuba ji pena in chi mi ji kusong tu den ji gobi no an kogu mare la taro. So so ni ji ja jong go da gan pi ne ji sen no le da pa ji me pa ji lang sa le go ro ma to. In chi mi ji kusong tu den yo ba ji gogu mare. San ji xiong ju sa ba ni di ji din ni ni san ji se go ro.
To do the offerings it is not necessary to have a Kanka or a statue like stupid like that. You don't need to have. You just imagine from your mind with the faith, because Buddhas and all the great masters all over, they are just the moment you think it is they are there like that. Moment by moment they are there.
Just when a sanjala the pento yada mena rangila pento duala da.
Often like that will not. Will not do anything to Buddha or his circle of community, but it will definitely do something to your mind and your merit amount.
Yoji on to be Sambachim ala tipa de chile, tangi de ngani de lo santa sendimidua, loba deza, Kungi rejila seasoni hisani jane, bujo ke, sonda, seasoni hisani jane, sanjil pe, bunyo, the shujiro.
So this,
Tangi Puchungwa,
this master Puchungwa. So we're supposed to follow just as we did previously. So he also, what he did, it is said that on one occasion, he made a preparation of incense worth 22 gold coins. Mm-hmm. So that's how his strength of his often becomes
bigger.
So you imagine from that little sod incense, now he is able to offer all 22 gold coins. That's how he improved slowly like that.
And yoje lo on to be samba chenpo na ji lum bon cha de ma ju wa da sa li re re la ya la pa ja tong la so ba ju ba so ba ju de sa xin kan ta ji de xian ne san jian na la che ma ge ba de ma che ban ze na so de te ba ji lo da
Great beings who have gained control over material things emanate many hundreds of thousands of bodies, each of which in turn emanates hundreds of thousands of hands. Visiting all the Buddha realms, they make offerings to the conquerors of the Buddha fields for many eons.
Ini sanje ye chi tyo patane je de chi che bon tha mon bo ke bon tha mon bo sha tane che de lu bon tha mon bo tan de chuine ini sanje bon tha mon bo la chuba phe ye me ba che so na de la pali so sa ge do
these great masters are the good practitioners, how they do is they use the imagination, visualization with such infinite ways that they merit, even when they do one prostration, their merit field is multiple. So it's just how you, it opens your mind, boundaries of mind. So that's how it's important.
Bien, yo sé lo que se llama el sambo, señor, de que Rani y Ludum Bunta Mombo, tú tú eres, tú tú eres, 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 tú
eres, tú eres, tú even when these able bodhisattvas who have special abilities, who also does the same offering like that, they just when they do offerings, they visualize in such a way, infinite way, that they do offerings in such a wide way. Why not? We just ordinary. So we can do even more if you have this mental, extend your mental capacity. That's a.
Yang kashi yende de lagur sondo toa. Yende tana chungzi re choshe patas. Ko ne teta bala shangchu mere shema wane.
They can do all this while others settle for small achievements that look good and say, I do not expect enlightenment through making offerings. This is the nonsense of those who have little exposure to the teaching.
So we have
examples in our life that those who have some kind of a little better condition or better knowledge, and when somebody has a little less, and when he does something, she does something, that we look kind of downward. Oh, what you did is nothing, really nothing. Kind of we demean that thing. This is not the way. Those who did that has no understanding of the teachings. They're not exposed to the teachings of the world.
Ro tindri langi jila pena ona tindri ge sa chen bolane ge shang chu sem ba de lu ja tong bun tha la so ba tin ne ni sang je shang chu sem ba la chu ba pyu de ka ri chen pyu re sa la ina ko le ga ja sa ra ga ma ro ro ra ni le ye de chun chun ji ba ta thang se de ye de da ga zro wa ga je yin ge ji yin sang je chu ba pyu de da ga zro de le ga ja ya re se ro de yong ro Tendu langi chila masupa kiche chana. Ani satabi shangju samba dosu lu dan bontha mabo tine sanje shangju samba la chupa pinen zegi doa. Te kari che tere sa lao ena. Na kwe te lenji jago mo chegro.
Then there also, like the example earlier, one looking down at just trying to demean his effort. And there also that some of those who has did some more learning, and then they will also, when somebody does offering like that, and they say, what's the purpose of this doing offering? Why not just meditate? Like, when you say somebody like that, then you have to say, when the great bodhisattvas, all the bodhisattvas in wherever they are, they pray like that in such an infinite way. Why not I? So that answer should be directed to that very kind of a high-minded person. I couldn't get the names, but I said there was one master, and he met another master, and then when they, I think one master must be a student of that master, and then and when the master came around, the student asked the student, why didn't you do the mandala offering? Because there was some dust on that area, mandala area, so the master found that, and then he asked the students, why didn't you do some offerings? And the student said, because I was busy meditating. This shows that even when you're high level, you always do even those small things. You don't forget, neglect those things. You have to have all this combined together. That's important.
간제 같은 게로와 소소히 강주연받대 피고도 간제 통충도 한번 동안제 로와 뉴스소는 가서는 편도 가려져서는 소소히 라네 가르도 두고 그래서 라와 있는 로와 먼저 가디는 사그르 가디는 통고로 로와 때는 뉴스 이게 가서는 러자 가르라 그래로 와 살아와 있나 아니 최바 충주지면서 피하면 하는 피나 라니를 쓰는 자체 뭐지 사그리 세트 고고로 와 오늘 해 최바데 가디 피고서는 가서 가디는 사 가디 통고로 가디 사 가래 통소는 피도 최초 소야로 그 수도 인지미지 세고 마요 저피야세티
What this is basically saying is that you can do offerings any time and you don't neglect those little things too so when somebody asks you when do you do these things you can do any time you have even eating or drinking or walking or you're always somewhere your mind is somewhere you can just do any time you have so that's how you accumulate the merits
그러면
so when if you just have some offering when just first offer to the altar or Buddhas then when you ask and get permission to get eat yourself you get your that fruit is has better, a special meaning the fruit has some kind of because we offering it has some specialness so you have to know you get something too
yo chuba ya ji phe da ra se ja sa na kun chola phe ma lo so so sa ma lo jo ni za do la da kun jo ban jo ji che sa na ke so ni za do
some people some might just like food or just offer to hold about a month in on the offering and then after a month it's rotten you cannot eat so instead of doing that offer quickly or may eat quickly to yes you get both
and did then this is hoja to sanga to de de leng gore la da ro in ji mi ji ji da el ka jeng ga zo ge de hoja de de so so ge chen ne ne de de ne je to ge de je ge ni da sa ye de ji yong gore
The main thing is, these things should let you know that, oh, they do this. Now, why? Why can I not? I will do this. I can do this too. So that's how you should, with your mind, this is the way you take it. Thus we should do as it says in the Cloud of Jewels Sutra text. Study any of the vast offerings and acts of service in the sutras such as these. With supreme wholehearted resolve, sincerely dedicate these offerings and acts of service before the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
Sanji debi ongi piyo de re ma to yasa dan to riki cheba mi duwa kanji debi ongi piyo gu gu duwa. Piyo ne mua na ya chi jaywa zilu jiruwa.
In the offering is not an amount, it is not amount really, it is the strength of your faith. That's the main thing here.
Shih sunpa taro asa. Niji jisya tenpen zhuwa yen yang su te tabalang goba ne yang sedu. Sinjin yin yang juni ji jiao sun zhuwa la zewen goba wo sa alian tenjin ga zui yigi karsa loja tumo yin loja zhu yin yawa tino yin kichari da alian yin ji jisri tenen zhuwa yin yang cui tepa do lan goba ne sa ngi tenjin ga zui yi jian zhu loja nung yi ji rin doa tumo yin loja zhu yin
I'm reading too establish other living beings in this practice by considering them with compassion. This means that you should use all available means to caringly establish other living beings in the practice of going for refuge.
Tikkeje kodebodo apena choba de chi chi sa so da ro a rani yin ni ji kyun ne ne jen yang ni ji chang ro da choba pyo la so ba la rani yi ji ge yi ro bo chen ne chi chi ku yo ro a de so ro do a ro a rani jen la ge yi ro bo cha ji je yo ro
so when you offering you also offer on behalf of all other sentient beings in your imagination, visualization, and at the same time, you can set examples, you can encourage others to do the same thing. That's how you'll do merits also, get merits.
Tiki kandri che gure se loa indi doa, sanjian jen yang jini ji jiao sun ruwa la, zewen go pa wo se loa indi roa, bina ji These
days, if I say, whatever activity you engage in, whatever your purpose, make offerings and supplication to the three jewels, forsaking and any other worldly methods. It means that out of such loving compassion, with such strength of compassion for other sentient beings, you also set examples to them too. If you are a real practitioner, you have to do two things. You do offerings and other things to the higher beings, and at the same time, then you also care all sentient beings. The two activities that just I mentioned, they cannot be, they should be always together. You cannot forsake one and then choose other. These has to go together. Higher level and the sentient beings have to have. Sometimes people misunderstand when you say you have to be like this, you have to be and practice this, you have to be join this religion. People get disturbed. They don't like these things. It's a very sensitive issue. We know that there are many many religion practitioners and many religion supporters. We have heard that they see each religious each group would say that if you don't follow this religion, you will be in hell, you will be somewhere, they try to tell you every religion like that.
Pending a duja segment, you again lost an engine rodi or Narido Kahitusro, Kil, Jimmy Momoshi, the Kukalos, and Chelos in Chimiji, Nato, Penny, you should check her is. And in Chimiji Chegurma, the Pecheron, Chorawares. Tang yet so, Natural, let's say, only Loba in German Cherares and the Logosa.
I was with one of my monks and was going somewhere, maybe a bus, and a person told us that you should join this faith, my faith, because if you don't, you are losing so much, and I'm saying this out of compassion for you. So that's what somebody told me like that. Must be one of those missionaries. There were two guys who always come. He came to our monastery a couple of times. If you have a problem, come. You have to understand. Come to our church. If you have a problem, tell us. They tried it many times. Now they don't come anymore. Because I think there's a church down there, I think, and he said, I go there because I go there to learn English there sometimes in that church.
Coron 생이 소화되 연초고로 로 생고지고 깨지 말이 연초고로 그런
yeah he could be have real compassion for me whoever he or she he may from his side he may be in terms of real compassion from his side he thinks it's a real help for us
지 영 로 저기만 진영도만 되게 전으로 내 말로는 내린 대긴 대소는 뉴스 레스에는 집 빈으로 팀치마 지게게 변화 딘드여는 미싱한테 주주메다 로와 녀체서 보셔미로와 변능에 변는 남비기 추기 내 땅이 도는가 속이 내 뉴스를 내 뉴스를 했는데 대시 자세제 저여로 라네 투투다 줄리 제메제세 때 소소르마도 딘드여 시여는가 주주메로와 주루카라
I don't know other religions they can tell every little details they can tell every for every little details they have answers for that or not I don't know because I haven't read there and for myself in Buddhist there is everything that we say has a reason we go by reason
benaro jena jimba tongura jena tsewa chegura sengite jisunre san changlo sugdo yang nga sogi jyeode nyomo sengidere te mebo zogur sengi thagite yang shuyo samaro
We have heard from His Holiness Dalai Lama that there are many practitioners in many religions that you have to have compassion, you have to be forgiving, you have to be kind of all these many things. But there is not a lot who can say that your problem is in you. The problem is in you, the afflictions, all these emotional things. Not many. I haven't heard many of this kind of explanations.
Hante chi kanje ro rani le chu ji lo ka shon de ge da rani ji pet to po ten de na chi chen na ba che ge ke sa ke me si wa che ro ni na ko ne ta de re se de hi ja na chi so so ge ze yong ge ken na ne de ne de hi ja ngone chi chan du sa ja no ro gu do
so when you try to encourage others you don't have to tell them you have to be Buddhist or you just try to different ways of thinking how you offer it to your own God or whatever that you where you offer it, these can be helpful to them also
and jena zewa chen chue shi ba de yang jiang ju sa jian de ro re se de yang mo chi sen ne ja ji yin da sa la da
so caring such real genuine compassion to sentient beings is one of the teachings of under the refuge
Ta nga su duwa chile rwa, chuo zombo singi ta nga su chuo zombo ngun zin jie tu kumari. Chuo ngenpa ti chuo zombo yinpa ti pe ngun zi jie dian diyo la, ta nga su kanga.
The problem with us is that we are not able to point who is a good friend or who is a good partner or a companion. What we are good at is we find fault at that person. We're good at finding the fault at that person.
다르르 세나로 나서 가보데 집어 용어데 녀모슈 추추마도 찌에요 말이로 나서 가보 용어데 집어 용어세데 녀모 더 만제베 찌에요 말이
Our way of liking and disliking hate or anger level these are it's all mingled with such negative emotions we have negative afflictions we have it's so mingled like that it's in all these things
인터넷 나서 가보셔 때 리팅에데 야왔는데 그 녀모셔 리팅에데 야왔고 그랬습니다.
So when we say when you like somebody or when you respect somebody just at most time it's he or she is also taking you towards that affliction area too. The stronger the affliction that area you go to toward that direction too. It so happened like that.
나서 놓치면 되게 되는 이게 그거 도보야 하셔 그러세요 그러와. 그 도보야셔 가능성은 가 가디는 그냥도 참을 가디 지지적 인이 제거이만 야와 집에 지혜해야 말을 나다. 그것도
some young people say that he's my friend. So how is he a good friend? You say I mean he's a good friend. Then if you ask him how is he a good friend? Then he will tell you oh, we go to spend time together or play we don't talk this way or we kind of all when you look at carefully they all kind of afflictions talking about afflictions that did all the wasteful things they did. That's how they go together.
공통으로 뭐지 소로 chirang yi dibi dhubo re sengi de gola rago yengi chi dibi dhubo yungo ma re yas. Chirang la jeshi pongbi yungo yin zong tene, lego re soya rwa.
There is a great teacher, Gungdang Rinpoche. He once said that evil doesn't have to come with the horns in the head. It doesn't have to come. Evil will come with a smiley face, with a kind of lovingly will take you to hell.
Tendo de Chirangi Dibu Dobo and Goyne as a reciponch was somewhere. Goyne the reciponch.
So you have to avoid that evil friend, just like you get rid of headache, you have to kick it out, right, with medicine or whatever you do.
Ina nga so tanda chunso nan jende yore roa, yin jimi jiko duja rasa peke nyebo tenyansi ke ma roa, kanje tau kipi ngoy chi yin la chi rewa chino chi yoroa.
Because we are a social animal, we shouldn't be that radical, like kind of, you're bad already, you just kick it like that. We do it very compassionate way. You try to stay away from that. That's how you do. You don't just kind of hateful in a way like that.
Tangan loe te si chila yada. Zewa nga wo wo se. Shawa kan shi ba tang go pa ji yue ba na. Gongcho song la chue ne so wan de xin ji ten bi tau xin pang wan ne. Shawa chintra shi shi ba tang gong pa chintra shi tong yang. Gongcho la ten ba tang. Te ta tang ji su ten bi gongcho la chue ba so. Sha yi. Dedata mintunbi bhyangla soba na namba tangji de ten merongye, di tangji de gongcho la lukewa shao wosongto, debata loxio.
Oh, now D, whatever activity you engage in and whatever your purpose, make offerings and supplication to the three jewels, forsaking any other worldly methods. Whatever activity you engage in and whatever your purpose, rely on that or rely on and do that which accords with the three jewels, such as making offerings to them. But never do that which does not accord with the three jewels, such as lying on the bone, another religion in Tibet. Always entrust yourself to the three jewels.
I
need to clarify here that the bone religion that we have, when you come is mentioned of religion in Tibet, but when you as a practitioner, you try to stay from that this religion or any other religion that because you have investigated, you have done all this research things, and you don't just discard that thing out of all hate. You don't do that. You try to stay away from that just because you know this is not the right way or like that. So that's, you have to know there's different ways of doing things.
Kanji soso yi lengge shawa chesho kande chi pe yin na sen yi su cha chi ro pe na sen yi din de la ka de ni chi kon cho chen de ngi de chi go go do a chi da yin na ro sen de yi nga su kon cho le cho sen ro da kande de se de chi ma de ne san non de ji ton ne jin ne ma su chi yu ge me wa nga son lo ro
It is a good practitioner or somebody who's really interested in teaching should have some kind of respect to Buddha, even the small one, even when you just whenever you watch what you do, whatever you're doing, or some kind of inclination that you respect the Buddha in your mind, you have to have some, at least some kind of some measure. For us, it's like that. We always remember Buddha only when we have to sit down properly or do some temple or like that. That's what we always was like that. We're supposed to have some kind of inclination that some Buddha sense you need all the time that you're supposed to have, that you strive for.
Katiyu na sen din na laju mi doa, roa lenka, katiyu na sen din na yoba chi. Pena dusu roa, pena pama chile roa, pugu chi ma dame, shindu na tsewa yungi pugu te chi, chumbi te yurimba marebi na goza la, chi sa na do na du na katiyu na pugu te nao nao koyun yi chiyo roa, tani chi gogo doa.
your it's similar like when a mother has a child who is sick, almost in dying state. So to help the child in whatever way that mom has every kind of always thinks about that child with every little thing, small heat, warmth, or food, or liquid, whatever that she has, all such a mind, this strength. So this is how you have to have like that. If you, for a good practitioner, you have this kind of strength to your Buddha's relation, your relation with Buddha's in that, in your deep in your heart, you have this thing, kind of. If the child has died some time soon after that, the mom's mind, everybody knows that her mind is always in that child's inner state, in her mind, that child is always in her mind. So whenever she sees somebody, kids playing or somebody's having, she just remembers this her own child, such a strength there. So that's how you have to have this kind of strength, like your relation with Buddha, also like that too, such as freshness and the strength.
Pinto ha ko song ro en kala chi sa di tenso na chupa phi ten ro re ni duo chi che di tenso na ni chen na yo re tang yin ma jiao song ji yi bian na gong chu yi zi de re se ji lang ga ni le pinto duo shu ji ne chupa phi ten du du sa chi le le so na ni xia ba chi de jiao ba chi ten ge duo.
When things are good, you can do offering, so you just, that's a good way to do. But when things go kind of, if you are about to do something negative or something bad, then you have to remember Buddha advance. So that will protect you from that going into negative way. We all, most of us, drive. So when you're driving, just test. When you're driving, have some faith in the Buddha, some good things about positive attitudes while you're driving. Just see how any difference or not it makes in your mind or not. Just try that. There's not much time. There's one question. Otherwise, I will stop here.
Yeah. Maybe a small question, maybe a big question. Could you ask Rinpoche if he could tell us what his definition of merit? What is his definition of merit?
If I say make money, then it should mean that it's going to help your kid, your child, or your other future programs. You have to have that understanding.
Then I give Sanjay Sanjay symbol. Chuba pisho da. Then you give chuba pisho. You do the ye. Ni chora mahom pala. Pisho tang chora sa.
So when you, when I say do offerings and Buddha's teaching, like the way, positive thinking and the compassion, all these things, you have to know. You should realize that these will all come. Good things will come back to you in future lives. They're all yours. So you just store it somewhere. So you're going to take back what you store. It's like a seed. What you sow, you get. That's why.
That Dushan Yamaso Tenichiro.
I think that should be. In the next, there will come time, so we'll have more explanation like that. So far in this life, I had some temporary happiness, but not real happiness. And most of all, it's the suffering, the continuous suffering. I'm in that state. Now I realize that from the teachings of the three jewels, that I realized what mistake I did, and I have to remedy that. And I will try to follow Buddha's teachings and the three jewels teaching, and have them have faith with the strength of faith and hard work. I will do as much as possible good things, and good thinking also, for the good of all sentient beings and for myself.
Namda
tude namgya tado tose jin tose ya zu chu gyu kyan ju ji lo myo ku zi ra de jin nam ga te le chu ju ai ge ba da lo sa de be tu me sa so ki Dure mesea tato ne gyoji Ravya kuvya shingam dhe Pensan dhe vama lya juveni Chere siyamwa tinze kya zoyi Shabya sitya pato ne gyoji Boyan jidra kempa na Kuntwa sangwa deya deshyante Deta kunkya jeswa talo chi Gyawa deta tamche rato Deswa shepe gyawa tamche ki Ngoa kala choto ngabande Dage gyewe tawa dikyo kya Sambo Jujia Rabdo Mo.